to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast here on this Tuesday, 24 August 2021. So we learned yesterday, late yesterday afternoon, that the Packers have released Kamal Martin, a fifth-round draft pick from just a year ago. Knee issues, hasn't been the same, I guess, according to some, since the knee issue, and he gone. You surprised?
Maybe a little bit, because typically you give draft choices a couple of years. I think it's the knee injury more than anything that ended his career, at least here in Green Bay. You know, there's talk about how he was struggling in coverage and picking things up, but it's hard to believe that, you know, he'd flashed some good skills at times during training camp, during the season last year when he was healthy. But typically, you know, fifth-round draft picks, you get a couple of years to prove yourself, if not your entire contract. So I think from that standpoint, it is a little surprising. But the injury probably has the biggest thing to do here, because it's a position they're not strong at.
Right. And Matt LaFleur kind of didn't really get into specifics about it this morning, just saying how difficult a decision it was. But you got to think that the injury was the big factor there, and it's too bad because, like you say too, the fact that he was a fifth round pick, that usually earns you at least a couple years to hang around and try and figure it out. But maybe they decided that give him a chance somewhere else, maybe, or I don't know.
Well,
they made the decision.
It was an intriguing pick to begin with because, you know, he's out of the University of Minnesota and he had injury issues in college. So he already came out with some, you know, a past injury issues, and which I guess a lot of kids do in college, but it was an intriguing pick. And, you know, it's kind of funny because this just also goes to show you that people got to just take everything with a grain of salt, because he was another one of those preseason warriors last year, I think. Everybody kind of jumped on his bandwagon early on, and, you know, and then things like this happen, and they taper off. They can't back up a good day of practice or whatever, and then they find themselves unemployed. It's just another one of those easy come, easy go, I guess.
Well, Matt LaFleur said this morning, and I quote, "A great kid, great person, that was one of the tougher ones we've had to make in our 2 years here," unquote. Well, again, didn't get into more specifics, but Kamal Martin out, as the Packers and every other team have to get down to 80 players by 3 p.m. this afternoon. They may already be there. I didn't count what's left because they made a couple of other moves yesterday as well. So they might have
to cut a tight end yesterday.
Yeah, they might already be there. But 80 by today, 1 week from today, is the final 53. So last year, they didn't have an intermediate cut. They went right from 90 to 53. Is that right?
That was all COVID. I think that might have been all because of COVID and everything. So
it was, for sure. But they've kept some of that in place this year. So maybe they had one cut. I don't recall.
I think you're keeping larger numbers is what you're doing. It used to be you cut down to like 73
used to go 90 to 75 to 53. And now this year they went 90 to 80 to
85
to 80.
So they're by 80 by today. But it'll be interesting because now they're going to be down to 80 players by the end of today. If they sat out 30 players again, let's say, just make it a nice even number, and only suited up 50, that would be a smaller number than game day roster, right? 53-man roster. I guess now game day it's 45 or 46, so I guess you would have enough for a game day roster. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Some guys are going to have to play.
Well, maybe not. You know, there are guys on that list of 30 and 32, respectively, from the Houston and Jets games that probably should be out there, need to be out there.
I agree.
Barring injury, and some of them are out because of injury that would normally be playing, but there's that old saying, too, that you can't make the club if you're in the tub.
That's correct.
And so there's a handful of guys that have been sitting out the past couple of games that will probably have injury settlements or something along those lines and won't make the 53-man roster or the practice squad.
What I find interesting also this year is that last year for the lament for not having a preseason, mostly from coaches, right, because they want that time to evaluate and all that stuff, and they talked about how important the preseason is, and then now for this year, when they do get to play preseason games, they have 30 and 32 guys sitting out.
Yeah, but it's, you know, again, it's not the guys that, the guys that are sitting out are the ones that they don't need to evaluate. The Aaron Rodgers, the Devontae.
Well, I understand.
The guys that are sitting
15, but all 30 of them?
Yeah, but the guys that are sitting out, and it just goes to show you, they don't want to risk anybody getting hurt. They don't want to risk Elton Jenkins getting
so
hurt.
So what's the point of even playing it?
Well,
that's my whole thing.
This is probably the transition from, you know, when they go to, let's say, eventually we think they're going to go to 18 regular season games and two preseason games, right?
Yeah.
This is the natural transition probably from where if you're in the league X amount of years, you're not going to play in the preseason or you don't have to play in the preseason. They're going to come up with something. And if you're on rookie contracts or whatever, you're going to play in the preseason. This is kind of it. And it's probably going to get negotiated in there so that the old guys like Andy Reid that put Patrick Mahomes out there every now and then, or Mike Tomlin that puts up Ben Roethlisberger, you're not going to have that option. That's my guess. Because this is what everybody's always said. Preseason games are for the guys that are on the bubble, that are rookies, that are new to the league or what have you, that have to prove themselves. They play. The veterans don't.
Yeah, well.
And that's why you've got the... And that's why you've got the 30 guys that are sitting out with Green Bay. You probably got that number sitting out with the Rams and some of these other ones with the Chargers, where these younger coaches, the new wave coaches, aren't going to risk it. And you know, I think some of it probably has to do from the ownership as well. That doesn't factor into the discussion here with the Packers. They don't have an owner, but that could maybe come from the GM.
Yeah.
But the owner is going to go, I don't want. I mean, if you're the L.A. Chargers and you saw the way Justin Herbert played last year in his rookie year, if you're the owner and you're paying him how many millions and millions of dollars, you're like, I don't want him hurt.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
So that's just the way it's going.
Of course.
You know, but there's a handful out of that 30 or 32 for the Packers that would have been suited up if they weren't injured. Like, to me, Equanimeous St. Brown should be playing.
Yeah, well, he's been practicing.
But, you know, he should be playing. So, I don't know if he's hurt, if he's been practicing, what have you.
Maybe he was practicing last week.
All right.
Against the Jets when they were here.
But, it's again, it's just the way things are going.
I know it is. But and maybe you're right. Maybe it is kind of the transition between now in an 18-game schedule. I still think we got one more year of 17, and then we'll go right to 18.
That's possible. And I mean, that might wind up being part of the deal. You know, they've got a CBA for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if the owners want to go to 18, and I know they have the 20 games, and they can basically do anything that they want with those 20 games, but at the end of the day, you want a happy family, right? So that might be one of the things that say, hey, you give us 18 games, here's what we're going to do. We'll put in some sort of stipulation that veterans can opt out, let's say, of preseason games if they don't want to play. And everybody that's been in the league that's a rookie through 4 years or 5 years or whatever it may be, plays.
Well, that
if
could
the
be,
coach wants you
that
to.
That could be part of it. Maybe that player himself might have some. What if Roethlisberger says, I really need to play?
Well, then you can play
a series,
I mean,
or so.
You can play him, you know, at the discretion.
Yeah.
You know, opt in as well, I guess.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the Packers do Saturday, but we've got a ways to go before we get there. Maybe the next couple days of practice will tell.
Well, the big thing is, will Jordan
Saturday.
Love be playing on Saturday or not?
It's kind of what I was thinking. We'll see what he does today. They're going to be off tomorrow, just walk through tomorrow. No practice, per se. And then back at it for a final padded practice Thursday before an off day Friday and the game on Saturday. So we'll keep you up to date as to what's going down over at the Packers training camp as it continues here as we approach the final preseason game. Join us each Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience to find out the latest right here on The Fan.